We have with us today Congressman David Young. Congressman, why don't you come on up and share a few words with us, good sir.
Hey, everybody. Nice to be with you today. I apologize for not getting dressed up and wearing blue jeans, but we are on the state fairgrounds, and I did just do a parade, so. But, you know, we ask ourselves, you know, what are we doing here today? It's a beautiful day. It's a Saturday. It's the weekend. Time is valuable. We are here because we love this great republic, right? We love our country. We love our state. We love our communities. We love our families. And we want to strengthen and preserve this great republic, restore her. And it's an honor to serve and work for the 3rd District every day. And I'm very humbled. And I know there are 4 districts in Iowa in the U.S. House of Representatives, but I got to be partial, of course, with the Sweet 16 in the 3rd District. Let's hear for the 16 counties. All right. I'm humbled every day to serve you. And my priority is your priority, and it's the priority that I took when I took an oath to the Constitution, and that is to preserve and strengthen our Constitution. It's not always easy, right? Some people believe our Constitution is malleable and you can erase this and add that, but we see our Constitution in an originalist context through the eyes of the framers and the founders, and we have to preserve our Constitution to preserve this great republic. You know, that's right. And let's remember where our rights come from, right? Our rights come from God and not man, because we know that man can take our rights away if they think they're from man. But God gave us our rights for a reason, and we need to protect those rights and recognize that they're given from God. So we've got some races, you know, every 2 years, every 4 years for governor, 6 years for Senate, state legislature, federal level. We've got some races, and we need to keep the momentum going. We've made such great progress with President Trump in so many areas. Look at what's happening with our economy and the tax relief, the regulatory rollback, where the bureaucrats aren't in charge anymore, rebuilding our military, peace through strength, sending power back to the states. Look at what's happening on the world stage right now with America leading the way, getting out of the Iran agreement, sitting down at the table with the leader of North Korea, moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in Israel. Some incredible things are happening right now. We need to keep the momentum going. The last 8 years, it takes a while to dig out of that. That status quo was not working. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Ronald Reagan. He said, status quo, you know, that is Latin for the mess we're in. And the status quo just doesn't do. There's more to do, and we can't do it without each other. Great, we have the Oval Office. We have Terrace Hill. We've got the legislatures at the federal and state level in both the House and the Senate. It was tough to get up that hill and get there, right? And we cannot be complacent, because it can disappear just like that. So we've got to keep the momentum going. We've got the right solutions. We've got the right message. We need to take it to the people. I took something out of my pocket on the way to over here today. This is a voting card. When I was sworn in, this was presented to me by the U.S. House of Representatives. It says 3rd District Representative on it, and then my name beneath it. This seat doesn't belong to me. This seat, the 3rd District, belongs to the people of the 3rd District. My bosses, and I want to remind you that you are my boss. I'm glad we have the White House. I'm glad we have Congress. But you're my bosses, not the President, not Speaker Paul Ryan, not Chuck Grassley or Joni Ernst. Well, Joni lives in the district, so okay, maybe. But you are the ones who make this happen. You have loaned this to me, and it's an honor, and I'm humbled to represent you in Congress. God bless this great state. Every one of you here today, may the good Lord show favor on you today and on this great state and on this great country. Let's do this, right? Let's keep it going so that we can hand this great experiment, this American Republic, where people gave their lives for, and hand it on to the next generation and the next and the next. God bless you. Have a great day and stay cool.